Hey, it's Amy with Intuitive Coaching with Amy, and we are continuing my series on how to be friends with money. If you are looking for a coach, please consider my services, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Okay, I want to talk about the layers of limiting beliefs, right? So the process of money manifestation, it's the same for any manifestation. You get clear about what you want. You know why you want it. You start looking at the limiting beliefs. You clear out those limiting beliefs. You start taking action. You start vibing with it. Start believing that it's possible for you. You start knowing that it's going to be yours. You start having real, true, total faith and certainty that it's going to be yours. And then you lean back and you allow yourself to receive. I think I'm a manifester before I called it manifesting. It all works together, right? But if we're going to look at the limiting belief aspect of it, I've discovered, I'm not going to pretend like it's my discovery, but I've done a lot of different programs and I've gathered a lot of different information. And so what I can say about limiting beliefs, and I've coached a lot of people on limiting beliefs, here are the layers of limiting beliefs to look at, particularly around money. First, look at worth and deserving. And this one is easy in healing it, but you have to convince yourself that it's true. So you are always worthy and deserving of money, period. It is your birthright. It is meant for you. No matter what you do for a living, you are worthy and deserving of money, period. Okay. So worthy and deserving is the bottom of the limiting beliefs. And if you really get behind it, it's like I said, it's pretty easy to clear. It just is. You are worthy and deserving because you are, period. Next layer of belief is general limiting beliefs about money in our culture, in our society, in life, in your business. Start looking at those, the common things. Money doesn't grow on trees. Rich people are bad. You can't charge a lot for what you do. More money, more problems. Start disproving all of those beliefs as they come up. And I think that in the big scheme of things, if you looked at all of those limiting beliefs around money, I think there are ones, everybody has the ones that they've bought into that they have to do work on. It's generally not all of them, right? Then after you look at those, start looking at the story around money in your family. And not just in your immediate family, you may want to look through the generations. And you might not have that information, but you can kind of tell what's been kind of passed around, right? Maybe there is, we only live here and we only live this way. And there are little pieces to all of that. And look at those. So look at the family story around money. And when I say look at the family story around money, what I've recently discovered, look at the family story around money in the areas of earning, in the areas of saving, in the areas of work, in the areas of investing, in the area of debt, and just kind of see what the family pattern is. Taxes, put that in there too, and start cleaning those up. And when I say clean them up, get clear about what the belief is. Maybe there is, I know around taxes, even though me, Amy, I have a very healthy relationship with taxes, but for a long time, I thought I didn't because my mom had a trauma around taxes. And so I was very aware of it. So as long as I can remember in my adult life, when tax time came around, I'd always get like really nervous and squirrely around it. But when I sat down to actually do them, I'm like, this isn't so easy. This is fun. I like knowing this stuff. I like putting this stuff in order, right? It actually became very, my natural personality, my natural love for divine order came forward, right? But I had to first deal with that initial kind of reaction that came from family, right? So look at those. And see who you are in that and what conversations were had about those areas of life. And then if there are some limiting beliefs there, start turning them around. essentially deciding that you don't have to believe that. And there are so many ways in which you can have that conversation with yourself and shift limiting beliefs. And but essentially the easiest way to understand it is you're going to disprove it and you're going to choose a new way of being for yourself. Same with the one below, which is the common kind of limiting beliefs around money in your industry or in your community or in our culture or in our society. Start cleaning those up. Then the next layer is to look at money traumas. So look at anything in your life where money was, you know, lost or created such a deep, deep stress for you, or it was a trauma. So look at all the money traumas. Was there a time where you felt like you lost money? Was there a time where you felt like there wasn't enough? Was there a time when you felt like you weren't going to be provided for? Was there a time when you were scared out of your mind, right? And there is a difference between traumas and just a learned way of approaching money where you're just in fear around it, right? Traumas are a different type of energy. So look at those. And then also look at the ones where you just keep this running kind of anxiety, fear, doubt, worry, shame. You've just kind of let it hang out around money. And that is how you start to clean up the belief. So same process, look at the belief, what's there, what does it mean, and then clean it up. Okay, I don't have to believe this anymore. I can choose another way of being. And you're always going to be cleaning up beliefs the more and more you ascend, right? Doesn't mean you'll be back to day one. I've never heard about limiting beliefs. Oh my God, I have so many. You won't, but you'll still have them, but you'll know exactly what to do. You'll identify it. You'll say, oh, I'm holding that limiting belief. And look at that in anything that you're doing, from applying for jobs to selling your services in your business to even learning. For me, learning how to save. Like, I will say that I had some resistance around it because I had an aunt that was like really good at savings. And I know my mom doesn't listen to this show, so I'm going to say this. My mom would be like, really, like, she doesn't have any kids, so she just can save all her money. I don't have any kids either. So so I felt like, oh no, somebody's going to not like me because I have savings. Right? I had to clean that belief up. And I wind up calling my aunt saying, like, how did you learn to save? And had a conversation with her about it, right? And look at judgments. That leads into look at judgments that you have, judgments you've heard. And clean those up. So anything negative, anything that would keep you away from money, when we're looking at limiting beliefs, the goal is to clean that out. You don't have to hold that. If you believe money is hard to come by, you need to clean that up. Period. Right? It makes earning really hard when you believe that. So clean that up. And then I'll share with you this, I had this new, I've been working this for a very long time around money stuff. And so it was, I'm actively going to another level. And so I was revisiting all of this. And in the process of like, I was looking at some family beliefs, like we think, oh, limiting beliefs, it just means all you're thinking about is the negative. In the process of looking at some of my family beliefs around work and earning, I discovered that actually I didn't have a lot of limiting beliefs around it. Like I came from a family of workers and earners and people who did their jobs very well. You know, that idea I was telling you about for the law of compensation, doing your job well, knowing there's a need for what you do and being irreplaceable in the process. I'm like, oh wow, I came from a family of that. that both my parents were always exceptionally praised in their jobs, and they were good at their work. There were other things that got in the way, and I got to look at those too, and then create a new way of belief for myself. And why do we look at these patterns? Because these things get embedded in our subconscious, and even if we think we logically know better, we will act out of these ways of being because that's all we knew. And so sometimes, yeah, you have to go through things to get clear that, oh, that's something that needs to be healed. But it is a way to once you start, like, as I was looking at, you know, my family and saying, oh, they're really great earners, what got in the way? Then I could create new ways of being for myself, which was, you know, it wasn't, you know, this departure from who I am. No, it worked. It just able to say, okay, this is what I'll do here. And this is what I'll do here. And it wasn't a judgment of them. It was just saying, hey, I recognize that that's a programming that I could play out. Even if I'm totally well-read on everything in that area, even if I've taken every course under the sun, if that programming still kind of rooted in there because I've never directly looked at that belief, I'll still play it out, right? It's very much like I shared with you, I'll take it away from family just so you can get a clear understanding of what I mean by this is when I had hired a coach and she was telling me this, like, oh, you know, the first book always sells better than the fourth book. And I was like, oh, I heard her say that. And I didn't refute it in my mind. I didn't try to reprogram that belief or say that's not true for me or I'm not available for that. I just kind of like heard her say it, right? And then I started to see it play out in my business. I was like, I create my reality. I let that seep into my brain and now it's there, right? And so then I had to consciously say, I'm not available for that. That's not my reality. I don't live in that space. All my books sell. And hold that, and get that junky belief out of there, right? That off-the-cuff comment started to play out in my life. And I had to find something that I wanted to be true for me, not something that I'm just accepting. That's the way these beliefs kind of show up for us, is that we just kind of accept them. And so we have to kind of get in there, particularly when we are focused on a goal or a desire and welcoming in that desire. We have to get in there and kind of shift those things around and make new commitments to ourselves, build a new story that works for the life that we want, that works for the desires of our heart, right? So limiting belief work doesn't need to be hard. It's just a part of the process. Limiting beliefs hold an energy. If you're holding that energy, whether in your subconscious or in your logical mind or conscious mind, it will be manifested, particularly if you're holding it and holding it and holding it and kind of revisit it from time to time consciously and revisit from time to time consciously, you will start to see the physical manifestations of that limiting belief because manifestation is always working. Granted, I talked to you about intentional manifesting, positive manifestation, but negative manifestation works too. It's always working. It's a law. So when you are cleaning up limiting beliefs, you're just getting things out of the way that are going to keep you from your desire. That's it. You don't have to take it on as like, oh, I'm such a terrible person. No, you're not. It's just limiting belief. We all have them. And you don't have any more than anybody else. Maybe in a particular area, you might have more limiting beliefs than somebody else. But that's just life, right? Some people are better at, I don't like stairs athletically. Walking stairs don't work for my body. And it doesn't have anything to do with being in shape. I just don't fucking like them. And it doesn't make me feel good. So as I was poking around, turns out that there are certain people who have body types where stairs just don't work for them. It doesn't, but there's this belief in our society, well, if you're in good shape, you should be able to walk stairs. No, that's not for me. I'm not into it. And I just built a life where I accepted that, hey, that doesn't work for me. I wouldn't pick a house out with stairs. Period. And if somebody was like, let's take the stairs to get more exercise, I'll be like, I'll take the elevator and meet you up there. Happy climbing. And again, I'm using that example to take it away from money so you can see how I want you to look at these beliefs and create a new story for yourself that works for your life. Cool. So again, limiting beliefs, worthy and deserving, general limiting beliefs about money, your industry, having money, saving money, look at those. Then go to most of these, like if you took a program of some sort, a lot of these limiting beliefs would be covered. But you could do a Google search on limiting beliefs around money and just kind of go through them and disprove them. And then as you're disproving them and going through them, you might be like, oh, I have the limiting belief about this. And so then you write that down and disprove that. And then you look at your family story, because that one is strong. Then, you know, there's some societal things you might want to look at, gender-based things. It might be racial-based things. Look at that as well, you know, because even if like you're holding a perspective that white men make more money, okay, you know, there's documentation out there. But did anybody say in that process that it's impossible for a woman of color to make a shit ton of money? No. So then that just means you have to create a pathway for yourself. Cool. How fun. You get to devote your energy to that. It's just life, right? So as you look at these limiting beliefs, they don't have to mean anything about you personally, but acknowledge that they can and will get in the way of you having what you want. And you will make decisions and choices out of that until you clean it up. And not everything our parents told us is the gospel. And it doesn't make them wrong. It's just they were passing down programming. They have their own dramas. They told us stories. It definitely doesn't mean it's going to work for our life. And you just clean them up. Just clean them up. Clean them up. And then areas I'd really like you to look at is income, working. I mean, I want you to look at all of it because I think it all matters. But definitely look at income. And I know I had a previous podcast, as I told you, I have had a wave of clients as they started to make more and more money. They started to feel guilt and shame about it because then they're no longer, they're of what, you know, some perceive as like a privileged class. Whatever, that's just a story. So you just clean that up. You don't have to take that on, right? And so in that same like kind of zone, we can have a perception that, that's just a limiting belief. Just clean it up. You don't want anything to block your ability to earn. Nothing. So look at all of it. That's where I was going with this. So as you're looking at limiting beliefs around earning, write the numbers you want to make and imagine somebody saying that to somebody else about you. No, that isn't necessarily a reality that you would create, but it helps you know where you're at. Like, do you care if people are talking about the fact that you earn a lot of money? And if you do, talk yourself out of caring, because you can't base your ability to earn, your ability to have money, your relationship with money on the whims of humans. You just can't, because everybody has to do it their own way. And money is important. It's a resource in our life. It's how we take care of ourselves. It's how we sustain ourselves. This is the society we live in, and it requires that we have some currency to do all the things that we want to do, right? You know, even if you think like, oh, I don't spend any money, but if you have automatic payments coming out on any given day, you're spending money, friend. Like, so money is constantly at work and circulating, and you want to be a part of that circulation at the highest level and in the most positive way possible. Again, money responds to us being cool about it. Money responds to our high vibrational frequency. It responds to the low vibrational. It responds to our stress and worry, but it doesn't like to hang out with us when we're in those states. If you want money to be a healthy relationship, you're going to have to look at these things and decide how you're going to approach it. There's nothing to fear, and your awareness heals so much. So just be aware. And if you catch yourself like, I have that belief. I think that. I don't have to think that. Isn't that interesting? People talk that way about rich people. Well, I want to be rich, so I'm not going to talk that way. And, you know, I'm not even going to be around people that talk that way. You'll start making different choices. You know, as I have been moving in this new direction financially, it's the direction I always wanted to move in, but I felt like I had to work my way up. That was a limiting belief. Like, oh, I can't want that. I have to do this and take that step and do that step. And then I was like, well, I'm a good ass manifester and I'm struggling with these steps. And I realized, it took me watching a white man say, if you're struggling to hit those numbers, it means the number needs to be higher. And he was absolutely right. Then suddenly a newfound layer of Amy showed up. I was like, whew, this is the lady I really am, you know, because I never needed to be higher. And so in that process, I had to really clean house on who I allowed in my experience. I don't want to hear somebody's broke story. I don't want to hear, oh, I'm so mad that my dad took my money away. Like, I don't want to hear all that shit. And it's totally fine for people to have those conversations. They get to do whatever they want to do. But I know I'm churning energy in a certain way, and it's requiring a certain state of me. And I'm an energetically sensitive person. And so I just need to be in my game, because that's more important to me than what other people are up to. And so I will say that if you are an energetically sensitive person, no matter what it is that you're trying to manifest, it's probably in your best interest to not be around people who are speaking the opposite of whatever you're trying to create. So if you're trying to create money and you are around a whole bunch of friends who are broke, or friends that are complaining about the privileged and people with money, don't be around them. You think that you can withstand it and like, oh, I'm going to just hold my belief and it doesn't matter what other people are up to. And yeah, that's true to some degree, but you don't have to be around that. Without you, you know, our subconscious mind is always listening. So protect it. Say, I want in my subconscious mind ideas, thoughts, ways of being that work towards my goals. So if I have to go out and get new friends, you know, this sounds harsh and somebody's gonna be like, Amy, that's scandalous. Go out and get new friends. Because chances are it's not just money. There's some other issues there, right? So, and you evolve. We get to evolve. Humans, we're humans. We get to evolve. So a relationship that worked really well for you, and now as you move into new states around your finances, may not work for you anymore, right? And that's okay. That's okay. You see it a lot with, it's funny, we're not allowed to say that when it comes to money, but if they're, you know, I was watching RuPaul's Drag Race, and one of the drag queens was talking about being sober. And now all of her friends are also people, former alcoholics in the drag world, who are sober. And that's who she decided to surround herself with so that she could stay rooted in her sobriety. We're totally fine with having that conversation around that. We're like, oh yeah, like it's better for you to be sober, so keep sober friends. Well, why not with money? If you know that's something that you want, if you know that there's a lifestyle that you desire, if there's an amount of money that you wish to have in your life, a level of prosperity and abundance, surround yourself with that. And in the interim, be your own best friend. And especially as you're really cementing this in. And I will say money beliefs can be very challenging to cement in, because there's so much limitation around it. There's more limitations around fucking money than sex. Yeah. Even religion. There's more limitations around money. And so many terrible limiting stories just circulating that we all just kind of accept as true. So choose to surround yourself with prosperous people who are also manifesting money. And if you can't find them right now, surround yourself with programs like this one and books and content creators talking about money in the way in which feels right and true to you, and limit the time that you're spending with the friends that aren't on the same page. It's better for you to have what you want. No one can replace that. No one can do it for you but you. All right, so that is my talk. This is actually a kind of a longer show because I have a lot of feelings about limiting beliefs and not just feelings. It's that I've been in it, right? On a lot of levels. I've been manifesting money for a very, very long time. And I can see where all the pitfalls are. Each level of growth, I see where, like, ooh, that's going to get in my way. And now I'm very clear that I'm an energetically sensitive person. And if anybody's talking about money in my space for long periods of time in a really negative way, I'm going to start to question whether I need to be around that person. Because I want what I want more than I want to be less than that. And I play a high level. There's not any in between for me. So, and I'm fine with that. Like, you know, and so if I know that, it's just knowing myself. I can't be around lower vibrational people in that way. Yeah, then it's fine. Let them go. So look at limiting beliefs around money, and it's a journey, and you'll revisit it a time and time and time again. And every time you'll get a different layer. And each time you do, you open yourself up to greater and greater levels of earning. And so if you want to get started with this, I would say do, you know, sign up for any of the you know, all any of the big time course creators around money manifestation. Most of them are probably pretty good. They all copy pretty much the same lady, in my opinion, every time I buy them. But there are some teachers that are really, really good. Just go for buy a course from someone that you're drawn to. Or if you can't buy a course, do a Google search on limiting beliefs around money and buy a notebook and just go through website after website and make a list of limiting beliefs and say, oh, do I have this belief? Okay, let's reprogram this belief. Why do I have this belief? Where did this belief come from? Right? And then create a new story for yourself around it. So if you realize, oh, I grew up in a family where it's rich people are bad. Well, okay. Do I have to believe that? No. Is this going to get in the way of me manifesting what I want? 9 times out of 10, yes. So I'm going to choose to see that, hey, money is money. It has nothing to do with people. People are going to behave badly whether they have money or not. So money and bad and rich don't need to cross paths. And I'm choosing to see that there can be great rich people and there can be poor people who, you know, I'm going to use poor, quote unquote, who are bad, right? And they're in the reverse. You get to reprogram it the way you want, but create a level of openness and peace as you are reprogramming a belief. You don't want to latch onto a belief that is half open, half closed, because the subconscious is going to cling to the closed more than it's going to cling to the open, particularly around money, because it's so easy to be closed around money. It's like society accepts us being closed around money. It becomes this mystery of how people have money, and it doesn't need to be, right? It is God's will for you to prosper, but it doesn't happen automatically, and you have to do the work to be a part of that, which is really the case with any manifestation. It's God's will for you to be in a happy, loving relationship if that's what you desire. But you have to do the work to ensure that you're in a happy, loving relationship. It's not any different in that regard. Everybody has to do the work. All right, my loves, that's my rant on that. I look forward to connecting with you on the next podcast. If you are looking for a coach, I'd love to support you. Visit Intuitive Coaching with Amy. You can sign up for my newsletter there. I'll send you 2 intuitive messages a week. Thank you for listening to this program.